531. PMN News at 3, Whakalawalaiatu, I'm Tauraki Rongo. As the new school year starts, there's a sense of dread for children whose parents are having to deal with loss of homes and contents because of the floods. Pacifica Future CEO Debbie Sorensen says the disruption is on top of the loss of schooling caused by COVID-19. She says some Pacific families have lost months of hard work organising their children's school year.
Having their schooling disrupted for another year is just unacceptable. We must do something about those kids going back to school, and they will need uniforms, devices, sporting gear, books.
And parents and caregivers are being urged to talk to their children's schools if there are any issues stopping their children from going to school regularly. Oliana Eniata is a teacher at St. Paul's College in Auckland, and she says parents should ring the school if their children are going to be absent for any reason.
Talk to your child's teacher or dean about any concerns you have about your child's attendance, even if it's about transport. You know, you're going to work and, you've got no, before after school care, you know, they've got to be earlier to school. You know, talk to your school. You know, your child's school's there to support you, so make sure you talk to someone.
And Fiji's Great Council of Chiefs will be re-established with the first meeting set for May. Former Prime Minister Waranka Banimarama abolished the council in 2012, saying the council perpetuated elitism and created divisive politics. But President Ratu Williame Katoniveri says the government must recognise the rights of the Itaukei and the people of Rotuma. Prime Minister Setiweni Rampuka says the Great Council of Chiefs will meet as soon as the legislation related to its establishment is formalised. And Tongans are mourning the passing of one of its architects for their Tongan constitution. Professor Setiweni Halapua has been described as a humble man who moved comfortably among all tiers of society. A former government advisor, Lopiti Senituli, says Tonga owes Halapua a debt for drafting its democratic framework.
He could dine with His Majesty the King in the morning, and in the evening he'll be drinking kava in the village with the old people. That's the kind of humble man that Professor Halapua was. Tonga owes him that debt for the amount of work and personal sacrifice that he made towards Tonga's new constitution. It's a huge debt that the people of Tonga owe him.
And finally, a fashion designer from Papua New Guinea was crowned Miss Pacific Islands in Apia at the weekend. 24-year-old Louise Nicholas was the popular choice for the judges in the week-long event. Event director Kristen Scanlon says it was imperative to have the pageant after 3 years of COVID-19 lockdowns.
For us as the organizing committee and the secretariat of the pageant, our main focus was that we made sure that the pageant was held. The longer we left it, we felt that it may fade away. So we really wanted to make sure that the pageant had a very successful pageant.
That's news at 3. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.